Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabrib Media, 19.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to allow traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Yarn up strong here on your program, National Talk Back, 1-800-422-416. Now, life-changing legal service for hospital patients celebrates 5-year milestone, but without ongoing funding. Imagine being faced with a sudden health crisis and at the same time having to deal with ongoing court cases, losing your job, or a landlord who won't do urgent repairs on your home. Unfortunately, this is the reality of thousands of people who often face health and legal crisis together. And look, it's a powerful concept and tool. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Diane Anagus, Deputy Director, Solicitor at Kingsford Legal Centre. And we have Diane on the line. Diane, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Diane?
I'm in Sydney, southeastern Sydney.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Let's talk about the service first, life-changing legal service for hospital patients. Celebrating 5 years, so virtually taking the mountain to the people. They're in hospital and virtually taking the service to them. A great concept. How has it been travelling?
Oh, look, I mean, like everything over the past 5 years, when we think about everything we've all been through, COVID, lockdowns, uncertainty, it's had its ups and its downs, but I can absolutely say that it's worth it. So the whole idea behind these health justice partnerships, and it's not just us, it's all over Australia, right? Every state in Australia has got a version of this, is about not waiting for people to come to you if they need legal help. I mean, the last thing on people's minds when they're sick, balancing chronic illness, is chatting to a lawyer. So it's about going to where people are, whether they're accessing health at the hospital, at community health centres, and not taking it for granted and assuming people will come out and find you when they've got so much else going on in their lives.
Well, exactly. And if they're in hospital, they're dealing with health. Here's another pressure in regard to the, if not the spirit, then the mental side of things in regard to a court case. But having you guys at the table, a bit of a massage to the mind and spirit, you would say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, it's stressful enough when you're sick,
exactly,
right? Like,
exactly.
And whether it's something that has come on suddenly, you know, whether it's mental illness or, you know, an accident or a sudden diagnosis of something, you know, we see people who have had out of the blue diagnoses of cancer, of strokes, of all sorts of things.
Yes.
Like, that floors you. That what else can you think of? But if you're also dealing with, I might lose my job because I can't work, or
exactly,
if you're also dealing with, I can't pay my rent.
Rent, accommodation, yeah, exactly.
That added stress. Yeah. And it can stop you from doing things that you need to do for your health, to get better, to stabilise.
Exactly.
So if we can at least go there and take away some of the stress, then I think that's a job, you know, well done. And
Diana, how long have you the service been operating for?
Well, we've been around, we're a community legal centre and there's lots of us all over the country. We've been around for 40 years.
Yes.
But this way of working, of sending a solicitor up to the hospital, sending a solicitor to see people in their homes when they've been discharged, so 5 years for that one.
5 years. Now, we're talking about ongoing, well, no longer, without ongoing funding. So what is plan B if the funding stops after 30 June 25?
Well, I think we're so committed to this way of working that we're going to find a way to keep going. So we're going to be looking for different avenues. But if we don't get the funding, or while we don't have funding, then it's just going to be a much reduced service, Trevor. So, you know, and that's not what we want to do. What we actually want to do because we did a big evaluation of the service, and it said, you know, you're reaching a lot of people, you're alleviating stress, but you're not reaching everyone up at the hospital you work with. You've got to do more to promote the service. And so we want to be expanding, but without funding, we're going to contract, we're going to reduce, and we really don't want to do that because it's, you know, we know that this works, and we know that we get to the people who need us most, you know, for free legal assistance.
Well, exactly. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's an ongoing thing. So what is there a possibility of funding to go ahead? I mean, what can you guys do in regarding seeking funding or conversing to the funding arm?
Yeah, so the funding that we've got at the moment is enough for just one solicitor.
Okay.
So for one solicitor to be going out to the hospital and the home visits and the outreaches and all of that. So we're still waiting for an announcement, and we're not alone here. Every community legal centre across the country is waiting to see what funding they'll get, you know, beyond June 2025, which isn't too far away, you know. So we're still waiting for that announcement. So fingers crossed for all the community legal centres and Aboriginal legal services and legal aids around, you know, making sure they get ongoing and increased funding beyond that. And just fingers crossed that we get something on top of that so that we can reach even more people.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, good luck with it all. Diane, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to your team there, your mob. And hopefully a light at the end of the tunnel. But thank you, Diane, very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Trevor. Thanks for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Diane Anagnos is her name, Deputy Director, Solicitor at Kingsford Legal Service. And talking about the life-changing legal service for hospital patients, celebrates 5 years milestone, but without ongoing funding. So, as I said, taking the mountain to the people. People are in hospital, and look, it's across the country. And when they're in hospital, of course, they've got the drama of rent, work, and also the lawyer side, the legal side of things, you know. And taking the lawyers to the hospital, it's like a bit of a medicine in regard to the conversation still can be happening in regarding looking after their space outside the hospital, so to speak. So very, very important. And look, it should be a service that's provided and ongoing, I feel. But anyway, have you seen and Yarn Up Song add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, Yarn with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy, Trevor Murray from the Curry. All my mob there, 1 year Gunga leader, Dumiji Mornington Holloway, with my beautiful father. And my beautiful mother with me in spirit, Dunley Island, Arab. And big shout out to all the mob there, retired straights, because 4M Double do take us up in National Talk Black. And welcome to the table, you mob, Too Deadly. And you too can have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Facebook, big face, sookbook. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
Sacred sign. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Shadows when you go, your love blows out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine. Like a star.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Too fast, you can't help but reminisce about the memories of the past.
Life was so simple then.
So time out, stop the clock. Before you know it, you'll have just about forgot.
So take it easy, man.
It's a free-flowing motion. Thinking of all sing, it makes you want to bang a drum too.
Don't be too brave to say.
Getting through dazed and confused, where will we be when we come to?
There was no other way.
Say no more, now I'm ready for the free fall.
Life was so simple then.
It's a free
thinking of all our good times. It's a redirection. Now there's no time to waste, and this isn't a race, and I'll be back real soon.
From a 4870, think back to the good old times.
The good old times where we jumped and had the vibes.
Coming straight from downtown to Pegasus Studio.
Big brother, a little brother.
Sent you from another mother.
I've been raising the streets that they don't know. Pull out police, stretching knees for the popo. On top of me was the keys to the sideshow. Clown motherfucker, run down, sick of them. I'm supposed to be locked up with three cousins, but my open mind always set me free. Smuggled in some bubble time, watch out for the heat. They want us dead, multiply by three. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mapo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three. Mapo labo, lay. Mapo labo, lay. Mapo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three.
Being in the belly of the beast. Indeed, I did left to read, sleep. Release, I see, made him see. Three, money, a piece of yours, got peace. Our death always contest. Better with the vest strap up our chest. Our death always complex. No one on us with no consent. Command, my word, none dead. We learn incarnation and what we face in exaggeration or formulation. I made a statement, I am a statement. I blood the pavement, me fate, no, never. Uncle dead and my auntie dead to my uncle spits this shit forever.
Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three.
Need some bread from writing in my black. I was on a mat. Find myself got attached, never get back. Give myself a bit and crash. Run up a cliff, just to show how big I is. I made some rap, all from writing in my black. I was on a mat. Find myself got attached, never get back. Give myself a bit and crash. Run up a cliff, just to show how big I is. I
Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, won't you fly by three?
Yeah, Mapalapo, that's Tasman Keith here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yan Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yan is yours, truly Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israel Radio Service. Yan Up Strong, have you say, your mob? Looking at news here, ABC News, Race Discrimination Commissioner, that's Giriniga Haram, Sira Varman, says racism against First Nation people is a national issue. Race Discrimination Commissioner backs Aboriginal MPs' concerns over racism towards First Nations people. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner says he's not surprised at all by an Aboriginal politician believe that racism is worsening towards First Nation people in the Northern Territory. His comments come after the NT's independent MP for Mulka, and as Yingya Guyula, said he was left feeling unwanted in Darwin last week after he was asked to show identification before refuelling a rental car at a service station. The senior Yolanda leader detailed a string of recent experiences in the Northern Territory where he believes he was treated differently because of his race. His examples included one incident in the regional town of Katherine where he said a security guard ordered his family to leave the grounds of a motel where they were staying. While refraining from commenting directly on Mr. Gulu's experience, Race Discrimination Commissioner said reports of racism from First Nation people were widespread. Sadly, I'm not surprised at all the instances of racism against First Nation people anywhere and whatever positions they hold, even if they're in a position of power, he says. He said a recent report from the Commission examining racism against Indigenous Australians showed it was deeply ingrained within Australian society. It should be the case that one group of people have far worse outcomes in so many areas of our lives, Commissioner Sirivarman said. Concerns racism has worsened since Voice referendum, and some Larrakia traditional owners said they believe racism has worsened since Australian emphatically voted no to an Indigenous Voice to Parliament. Commissioner Sirivarman said he backed these concerns. The Voice process inflicted terrible racism on First Nations people, he says. The fact it failed as a referendum almost gave people the sense of license to open to be racist. So there is, that's a word from ABC in regard to up there in the top end. And look, food for thought, you want to add to that conversation, please do so. On that deadly number, 1-800-422-416, and call that number, you're yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. 1 hour program, you mob, so have your say, yarn up strong. And we also got the news coming up at the end of the program, so stay tuned for that as well. 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Mara Sound Productions.
When I was a young boy,
I used to watch my old man.
Daddy, can you lend me Badu song?
And speak Wawa, you no forget my boy.
You lock them Badu man, I sing.
And speak, I go sing you this song.
This song is called the German Mache.
Na kizaka, misaka, maika, na paiki, wawurao, baruya. Kuba, zena, kairama.
feel the endlessness by the coming of the light of day. They're talking about a chosen place. They want to sell it in a marketplace. Look out.
Just a minute now. Standing on
solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time, and the winds of change blowing down the line.
Right down that line.
Dreaming all again. Proud people come, living in a promised land. Running for a heart of darkness, searching for a heart of light.
This could be paradise. Standing
solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time, and the winds of change blowing cold that night.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Yeah. The weekend's here, yeah, finally the working week's done. Gonna lay our head down and take it all out tonight, 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 tonight. We're breaking loose, yeah, we're gonna have some fun. Cause we're hot divas, let loose on the town. Hot divas, we like to break it down. Hot divas, we love to rock and roll. Party, party, hot all night long. On the streets and the nightlife has come alive. Big crowds, small groups, and a hot looking guy. We're standing firm, got an ease, akimbo, just an attitude. We're looking cool, mean, hot, sexy, yeah, we're hanging tight. Cause we're
Hot Divas, Sungbirds in unison. That's here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yan Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. And we come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Udinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, with your daily program, National Talk Black. We go across the airways thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Here's a daily story from The Guardian. And they did an interview, daily interview, with our daily brother, Ernie Dingo. And his statement was, I've done my fair share of barking inquisitives. Now I just want to enjoy my life. So Ernie Dingo, a chihuahua, is like a ball of fluff with demonic mannerisms, is the statement here. The Yamaji man, actor and travel show, presented on his party trick, his favourite place in Australia, and his multiple nemesis. Statement here, what's the oldest thing you would own? And he says, probably my four-wheel drive Land Cruiser, because I've had it for 20 years. It's done 777.7 kilometres, and when that happens, it'll be a blessed day of my life to know full well that my mate travelled with me over the last 20 years and done over 3/4 of a million kilometres around this big island, is his statement there. And the other question is, what's your favourite place to visit in Australia? He said, probably up to the Kimberley. I've got lots of good family and friends up in the Kimberley. I'd go there to back to the desert. and Mwanchui people out there to Narara, even out there to Uluru, even south of there in the desert. I'm a freshwater man, so I'd go and enjoy that. But if I had to go coastways, I'd go back up to the Kimberley from Broome to Wyndham and near Kununurra. And you don't have to say much at all. You just be there and around people who enjoy life. I've done my fair share of barking, as you mentioned. Now, I just want to enjoy life. And people from there that I've known for 50-plus years, it's good to just sit down and have a cup of tea. Here's a nice shot of him with his snorkel gear on the water there with his wetsuit on. And says in the first episode of season 6 of Going Places with Ernie Ninger, he visits Ningaloo Reef off the west coast of Australia. What would be on your ideal road trip playlist? Sun Don't Shine by the Pingaroon Brothers. Then that would go into their songs, Dry Riverbed and May Song. And then I'd listen to the brothers do Moonlight. And Stephen's got a new album out called Soulfish. So I'll chuck that on just to let that play. A bit of Fitzroy Express, a bit of John Williamson, Ernest Tubb, or something like that, then a bit of Missy Higgins, and a bit of TCD, that's Troy Cassidaly, ran it up with a bit of Dan Sultan and the old Rumpy Band. And the other question is, do you have a party trick? He said, I'll probably pick up a vacuum cleaner and blow it like a didge. I'm not a drinker, so I wouldn't have a clue when it comes to alcohol. I'll play pool, kick ass playing pool. A lot of people are still chasing me to try and win a game back off me. If you could have a sandwich named after you, what would it be? He said, something like a BLT. Maybe I do a bit of Swiss cheese and a bit of a gherkin. Good Roma, tomato, and some good ham. But then again, I would knock back some crayfish from the Midwest, Turkish bread, hot with melted butter, and a nice hot piece of crayfish. So that's the interview by the Guardians for Ernie Dingo, and to Deadly have that brother there as well. So good yarn in there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And look, I believe we're going to catch up a yarn there with Amy Soul. Ilbujuri Theatres, company's creative associate and director of Emu in the Sun by Phoebe Drainer with Isabel Morphy Walsh, Phoebe Drainer, and Muriel Spirum. And Ilbujuri Theatre Company and Melbourne Theatre Company are proud to present the inaugural season of their groundbreaking collaboration, Black in the Room. And there's three new works written by the next generation of black storytellers. Will be staged at South Bank Theatre over the 2 weeks in celebration of Black Theatre. So with that, going to catch up with Yana. I believe we've got Amy on the line. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My name's Amy Soul. My mob's the Wiradjuri and Worimi. I'm a Koori down here.
Yes,
and represent. Great to be yarning with you, mob.
Good to be yarning with you, and congratulations. We're talking about three new works. So tell us about the three new works. What do they consist of, sis?
Yeah, so three brand new works by three emerging playwrights, which is Isabel Murphy Walsh, who's Tunnerong mob down here.
Yes.
Muriel Spearham, who's New South Wales mob, and Phoebe Grainer, who's from up them ways.
Up this way, that's right, rain everywhere. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. And tell us about, because you're responsible for conceiving Black in the Room. So tell us about that space, sister.
Yeah, so Black in the Room kind of came from, I'm creative associate at Ilbujuri Theatre Company, and I help with all of our new work programs and all our development programs, so supporting mob and developing their practices and their storytelling the way that we want to do it. Well, and Black in the Room came from this need for us to be able to fully tell our stories, sovereign ways, how we want to, where we want to, as loud as we want to, wherever we want to. Mm. And so Black in the Room was born from that, and from the need for more of our stories and more of our yarns, especially from our black women on our stages, centre telling our ways.
Well, we are storytellers, my sister, and by any means necessary, whether it's a play, whether it's dance, whether it's song, whether it's art, and so very important. You enjoying driving this vehicle into the future, sis?
Yeah, it's massive, and it feels like it's so great to have all the mob involved in the project. The mob from all over creating their work from the three different projects, which is Gunawara, Awake Awoke Mob, and Emu in the Sun. And it's just incredible to be in a room to take over Melbourne Theatre Company and to just have it a full black space and to have us just running the joint, making these work, telling our stories, telling our yarn.
Now, tickets went on sale Thursday, 22nd of August, and the performance will be running from 27 November till 7 December. So if you're travelling down to see family or you're going down to Melbourne to catch up with Mob, there's an opportunity for entertainment. Go and check out these fantastic plays.
Yeah, come join us. And we'll have there's also there's a few events that are happening around, a few yarns, a few conversations. And so we'll all be around here,
Yeah, too deadly. Now, how long have you been in this space, Amy?
Making theatre?
Yeah.
Tell us your story. My yarn, biggest yarn.
All he is,
all
he is.
All the way around and finally landed in theatre about 5 years ago.
Deadly.
I started off as an actor and then studied playwriting and then jumped into directing.
We've got very talented people out there, haven't we?
Oh,
you know,
yeah, we are the world's oldest continuing storytellers.
Yes,
and that's that, you know.
Exactly. There's the resume right there.
Fully though, I'm like, that's it. And our story should be like centered.
Yeah.
And shared with the ones that we want to share.
Well, so proud of you. Congratulations, creating a fantastic platform, especially for our sisters to be front and center. Girls can do anything. And look, girls got yarns as well. We'll talk about the so-called warriors of the 21st century, but we're nothing without you, sisters.
and they're powerful in all three of these works because they're so centered in black women's stories. Like, they're empowering in a way that maybe we haven't seen on our main stages.
Yes.
Like, they're empowering in a feminine way. They're empowering in a way that is about holding space and about being there for each other in a really beautiful way. Yeah. All of these works have some version of healing in them in a really special way.
And it's a great tool for inspiring our young sisters coming through as well.
Yeah. We've got our Black Stage Humans, which is our young emerging designers.
Good.
And we've got a young director coming in too, Mila Enich, who's also involved in the project. So there's the younger mob also coming up through who are also a part of creating this.
Yeah. With their vision they bring to the table, which keeps it on going, doesn't it, Amy?
Exactly. It's all about the future and connected and grounded in the past.
Well, good yarn of you. All us Murrays and Coorys, we always say, don't act, but we need to act. So, my sister, thank you for the yarn. And all the best.
Everyone come act now. Come to the next one.
Why not? And big shout out to the girls, and thank you very much, and good luck with it all. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yarn soon.
Bye-bye. Adela Yarn there. Amy Soul, her name is. Ibujuri Theatres and Company's Creative Associate and Director of Emu in the Sun by Phoebe Rayner. And she from up this way, big shout out Phoebe, and also Muriel Spearum, and also Isabel Morphy Walsh. And they're performing in the Black in the Room is the under that umbrella. And like I said, it's going from in Melbourne from the 27th of November to 7th of December. So if you're heading down that way for shopping or catch up with family down in Melbourne, there's entertainment. Why not go and see these three playwrights? Too deadly to see. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. 8 minutes left on program. Have your say in yarn up strong. And we've got the news coming up via NERS very soon. Here on National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM. BBM.
Time keeps ticking by.
Yeah, Daily Track, the Island Talk, Miles Bing, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, you mob. And back in the hots again tomorrow, that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out, NERS. Thank you very much, National Digital Radio Service. And stay tuned for NERS. We've got the news coming up very soon. But I'll put you over to JW, Justin Wellington. Big shout out, Justin. Hope you're well. Aika, Aika, do enjoy. And your mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon.
Hey, yo, big wave. Turn the mic on. Small time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you, life don't get no better. Talking about hey now.
Okay, your mama Nguele, step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, DJ rewinding, take it to the island way. Okay, your baby mama, put on your dancing shoes. One drop it, pop it low now, take it to the max now. Jam in the small jam way, jam in the small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie, dancing by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make this place?
Right hoots in mama, make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies, do the doggy doggy. I'm jamming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me tapping on me beat, make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping, we jamming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two, and now we're shining bright like diamonds. Talking about
hey.
Go down, wind up, go down. Twist your body backwards.
We go
left, left. We go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind up, go down again.
Wind up, go down. Wind up, go down. Twist your body backwards.
Twist it back.
We go left, left. We go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so give me.